And he had two or three. One of them blew down on him in the storm, but I remember that.
You do?
Yes, sir. Uh-huh. My wife's niece was there. She was 11 years. She was out of nurses. We was eight, got through eating, and we kids was in the kitchen around there, and it come a storm. And tore up everything while it went through here. I reckon it blew down 150 houses. Everything that hit it tore it all to pieces. Mm-hmm. It hit that house, tore the kitchen down, but it didn't bother the house. Blew it, just knocked the top down. It's so sorry, I reckon the kitchen was. It just trapped it on us. Mm-hmm. I remember them prying that top up, getting us crawling out from under that.
Mm-hmm. would you explain about the where you spent most of your time in the house there? Did you have a big room where the family stayed together in the house, or?
Well, my sister was 4 years and a half, about 4 years and 8 months older than I was. She and my mother's niece, my cousin, well, they stayed in other room, and we kids, others, stayed in there. Mm-hmm.
And if the preacher would come to call, where would you put him to talk to him?
Well, the preacher, he didn't stay like that too long. Mm-hmm. But I remember we had my brother would be in there with Mama and Papa. Well, it was 11 of us, but we didn't but 7 of us come up. The others died when this kid, now the next oldest one after my brother, died, and he died until he got on down. You see, then those good, when they stayed moved in there, and then he built us a house. When we got about 11 years old, he built us a little side room to that room over there.
I see.
When we was about 10 or 11 years old. Mm-hmm. He just kept trying to botch up. He called himself a little jackleg carpenter, you know. Every time he got a chance, you could get a lumber for 75 cents a hundred. Mm-hmm. He'd get something, make your bowls, you know, mm-hmm. take a fro and spit them out.
Mm-hmm.
Did
you have a room where you kept...
We ain't had nothing like no storage. We had an old cistern.
Uh-huh.
And we'd get snow and stuff when it rained. We used water out of that. Mm-hmm. And when it rained in the wintertime, well, you let it, all that ice and stuff melt. We got that water near about ache your teeth in August sometime. The old cistern was full and we'd roll up, come eat big snows. I used to get after Mama about it after, tell you rolling this up and chicken things running around the yard, you know what, the feathers and everything be in the water. But they was overlooking it. There's always, you can see a little further than you think, but I've tried it since I've got grown here. I've just got out there and thanked about this rolling up snow. You don't ever pick it up from the ground, you just get that from the top that stick. It don't ever come up that hill. And we just roll up chunks of that stuff and throw it down in there. Sometimes you couldn't sink a bucket, it'd be so much of that old snow in there, or that sort of weight your bucket. And that never did get plumb hot. Mm-hmm.
Where did you keep your potatoes and turnips during the winter?
We peeled them.
Where did you keep them during the winter? Did you store them someplace?
We kept them out there on the farm in a potato house.
I see.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That's the first work I'd done.
Uh-huh.
Just myself.